For my wife, it was sort of a symbol of the day she was born. Daffodils. Growing up in the South, she was always able to have some fresh-picked daffodils for her birthday. But then we got married, and then we found ourselves living pretty much in the North, where daffodils don't grow that early in the year. So every year, as my honey's birthday approached, I had fun trying to find some florist that somehow had some daffodils for sale. And I did. And once again, my gal had daffodils for her birthday. But even though they were very beautiful, the sad secret is they didn't last long. Just like most of the flowers in the florist shop. They started to die as soon as they got cut from their stem. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no life without the source. Someone has said that you and I are living in a cut flower civilization. We look like we're alive, but we're really cut off from the source of our life. Well, that would be the God who designed us, who wired us, who planned us. He is, as the Bible says, the author of life. As spiritual cut flowers, it's not that we don't try to generate life on our own, but no matter who or what we try, that strange loneliness and emptiness keep creeping back into our soul. What we don't realize is that our loneliness is cosmic loneliness. Our emptiness is cosmic emptiness. We're missing the God who made us. The Bible describes our true spiritual condition in 8 sobering words. They're found in our word for today from the Word of God in Isaiah 59:2. Your iniquities, that means sins or wrongdoings, have separated you from your God. Think of that, separated from God. In this life, that means never finding the purpose of your life, never finding the love that can satisfy your heart. At the end of this life, separated from God means an unspeakable eternity. In the single word the Bible uses, it means hell. God did not put up the wall that keeps us from Him. We did. Those iniquities are made up of every time we have done things the way we wanted to do it instead of God's way. And over a lifetime, it's impossible to add all those up. But each sin, each me-first choice, has put another brick in the wall. So separated from the one our life came from, we're slowly dying inside. And every day is one day closer to the ultimate separation of an eternity away from God, of paying sin's horrific death penalty ourselves. But in spite of the way you and I have marginalized our Creator and ignored Him, He wasn't willing to let us be cut off from Him forever. Nope. To reconnect us to Him required the greatest act of love in the history of the human race. In the Bible's words, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. So Jesus came and Jesus died to remove that sin wall that keeps us cut off from God. In fact, when He was dying on that cross, He was cut off from God the Father, so you would never have to be. That's why your decision about what you do with Jesus is the ultimate life or death decision you'll ever make. Because as the Bible makes very clear, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Either you have the Son of God in your heart and you have life forever, or you don't have the Son of God in your heart and you will miss eternal life. And you have the Son of God when you open your heart to Him, trusting Him as your only hope of having your sins forgiven, of having that wall between you and God finally come down, of going to heaven when you die. It's all about Jesus and whether you say yes or no to Him. And you could say yes to Him today and tell Him, Jesus, I'm yours. I've run my life. That's wrong. You died for that. I am yours beginning today. That's the life you were made for. That's the God you were made for. We want to help you get that relationship with Him started, and that help is at our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. But please, do not risk another day without Him.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.